Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have missed you. Back in the game. How are you? Hope life's good. Hope it's good with you. You're on the sunny side. The sun rises here. This is 99.3. We're Nigeria Info. And my name is Joyce. Welcome to Monday's edition of radio. We hold it to be radioactive and we bring forward conversations worthy of contemplation. And I think in the period I've been away, against my own wish, has been news in the world of politics that I find surprising. So I think you might remember, only until I joined Nigeria Info did I start paying attention to Nigerian politics. You've heard me share my displeasure with the pattern, the method, or the game, the gimmicks involved, the half-truths and falsehoods that you encounter in the world of politics. I find it exhausting. For example, as I've said many times, one thing repeated more than once. And so there's this habit of saying something and you say it 100 times and it never really changes. And I've asked myself, is this how we build a career? Doesn't quite appear to be forward moving, you know. And I've seen more aspirants in the last 2 weeks than I have seen aspiration in young people. And no pun intended, really. I haven't met this much young people aspire. I haven't met as many old people I've met aspiring in the last 2 weeks. That spirit is missing in young minds. And so it says that our reality is skewed, I would say. It says that maybe there is hope. But the question is, you know, where does this hope lie? Is it in the hearts of those whom we call the future of tomorrow? Or is our future yesteryears still the same future we're living today? All right, I've earmarked a number of conversations in today for all that it's worth. There's only so much we can do on the clock from now till 3 p.m., which is stipulated time for the sunny side. I would like to first go to juggling your memory. I think you already know, but if you're anything like me, yeah, you pretty much would like to understand the phrase zoning. So our first hour, we're going to be looking into zoning and whether you think it's a necessary element for the advancement of our national politics, or do you think it's a not so necessary element given everything that you know about Nigerian politics today. So our first hour, we'll talk about zoning and zoning to the south. I want to quickly reference Oxford Dictionary of African Politics, where they I was reading what they had to say about African politics, and I just want to, it's very lengthy, but I'll just share with you an excerpt. A political practice in Nigeria under which political parties agree to split their presidential and vice presidential candidates between the north and south of the country, and also to alternate the home area of the president between the north and the south of the country. And I'm speaking specifically to the concept of zoning. The principle of zoning is designed to ensure that neither the north nor the south of the country is ever permanently excluded from power, and that no one party is seen to only represent one part of the country. The notion of zoning was first introduced in the Second Republic following the Biafran Civil War of 1967 to 1970 in a bid to ease the inter-ethnic tensions following the conflict. The National Party of Nigeria, NPN, began to operate a zoning system to select party officials. Later, during the National Constitutional Conference that was convened following the annulment of the 1993 elections and the takeover of power by General Sani Abacha, a number of prominent leaders advocated rotating the presidency between the country's 6 geopolitical zones: North Central, Northeast, Northwest, Southeast, South South, and Southwest. Although the principle received wide support, the proposal was rejected in favor of a simpler process of rotating the executive between the North and the South. This division was selected to reflect the country's overarching religious cleavage between the mostly Christian South and mostly Muslim North, although it is important to note that neither religion is homogeneous. All right. So you kind of get it, how this pretty much became a concept or national notion. All right, I'm going to go off on a break when we come back. I want to sample in your hearing. So there's a letter by Akeredolu. Some people are saying that the governor, Akeredolu, appears to be the only vocal opposition. And this would be if we take out of the equation other Nigerians who've shared their sentiments all over social media regarding this issue of zoning. Off on a break. When we come back, I'll share with you excerpts from the letter from the governor, Akeredolu. And then I would open up the telephone lines to the possibility of a conversation where I want to see... I think I want to hear what you think about zoning. So, it's worthy of mention that you must equally consider the recent activities within the party APC. Yeah, the possibility of it, the necessity of it, or maybe for the sake of what it's worth, you think as much as the South deserves it, what should happen is make it open for everyone to participate. After all, what we want collectively would be the best man for the job. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info.
And the girl, my daughter is giving me hell. What happened? She always go out with friends. I put her in a place of where she's learning a trade. I call the woman and say, please, see this girl as your stepdaughter. I want you to take charge of this girl. But this girl is giving me headache.
Different perspectives.
When she's marketing, I ask her if you are my mother or you are not my mother, so that we really know. She said she's the one that born, only that when she gave birth to me, that I'm wicked, that I give her a tough time doing my labor, that my labor do her for 5 days.
And she hates you for that?
He hates me for that.
But it's not your fault that her labor took 5 days.
Share your views on the sunny side here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
All right, so referencing Akeredolu, I'll just go to the gist of the letter. He says, and I quote, "It is the turn of the southern part of the country to produce the next president. The party leadership should have no difficulty in making pronouncements on this very important issue, just as it has been fixed, or just as it has fixed various fees for the purchase of forms. This must be done without delay. The principle of federal character is enshrined in the 1999 Constitution as amended. It will be disingenuous for anyone to argue against rotation at this period." So once again, to underscore what he said, it is the turn of the southern part of the country to produce the next president. Fellow Nigerians, in the production of what we believe to be the way forward, the advancement of our national democracy, the determination of the future of this country, let's talk. 0700 993 993 993 01465 7190. Okay, so you have two options here, choosing between making this whole asking the southerners to not expect exclusivity at this point. I think that's one other way to put it. It's like, well, yeah, we want the best man of, you know, on the job, so everyone should participate. Well, it does quite appear that everyone is participating, going by what's happening right now within the APC. Or do you say, or at least insist, that zoning is a necessary element? Necessary because, on one hand, it's the time to have power come south. Otherwise, according to what is reported to be the reason for initiating the concept of zoning, it would appear that power lays a little too long on one end of our socio-ethnic divide. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. 01465-7190. And this particular number is for the ladies. Otherwise, welcome to the sunny side. The conversation begins. Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Good afternoon
to you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is David from Bujuriate.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. You see, I want these people to take the matter to court for interpretation.
Okay.
Because there's no zoning or rotational in our constitution, but we have principle of federal character.
Okay.
Quota system is for students in government schools and is being well implemented. The principle of federal character is for government workers, both civil servants and public servants. Mm. And these politicians are the public servants. So let the courts interpret it. It is in our constitution, it's a constitutional matter. Okay. It is the party that is now bringing a synonym word of zoning and rotation in their constitution of their parties.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate you calling in. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Do you think zoning at this point needs to be something the APC must stand for? Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Yes, Comrade Koboku.
Good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
I miss you. How are you today?
Well, thank you.
Auntie, concerning rotation, I support Akeredi with my life. Auntie, but I will tell you as a Nigerian what I want.
Okay.
And you refresh something concerning after the war, the zoning issue. The zoning, I understand, is the integration, rehabilitation and the reconstruction of Nigerians and the Nigerian youth. And the Nigerian youth don't want to zone. Nigerian youth want to carry for their temple. Nigerian youth want social security. Nigerian youth want labor, light to do their private ice block and private business. Nigerian youth need carry and cheap gas. Nigerian youth don't need showing of that you have never achieved anything since 1989.
So I think you're saying that there's no necessity for zoning. Open it for the best man.
If I see a president that can give me light, bring down gari, bring down rice, zoning have never paid off.
All right. Okay.
Thank you for them. I will go back. I miss you. Well.
I missed you too. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. What's your name? The volume of your radio set. No, I'm not back to that.
Okay.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
Please, is this a repeat program or you are back?
Oh, come on. You would know if it were a repeated broadcast.
Are you back?
Yes. In all of my
God. I'm so happy.
In all my five
You're
together.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
I
you.
Love you so much.
Oh, bless you.
Welcome.
Thank
I've
you.
Not been listening to Nigeria Info since you left.
I'm back. I'm glad that
God
you're here.
God bless you.
And God bless you too.
That's all I want to say. Oh, no, I don't want to contribute anything yet now.
All right. Thank you very much, Rapport.
Okay. God
I do appreciate
you.
The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Hi. Uh-huh. Please. I know you get it. Oh, no. You get it. Welcome to the show. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to work.
Yes. Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yeah. What's My name is Joshua Sunday.
Welcome, Joshua. So you see, this is a very complex matter here. Open this whole thing to the best man, or open it to the possibility of finding the best man, or zone it.
Yeah, that is where I want. That is where I'm heading to. I think what Mr. Akeredolu said is a welcome development to Southeast. Can you hear me?
I am listening.
Yeah. But the issue we have here in our country is that we don't execute, execute action in anything. We love talking. Nigeria love talking. So we can only say without implementation. So I think if they can... Hello?
I'm with you.
Okay. If we in person can work towards it, so we can... We the Southeast will appreciate him for that.
Do you think you have a solid candidate for the office of president?
We have.
All right.
There are many.
All right. Sounds good then. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
I missed you. Immediately I heard it was not a repeat broadcast. I said call it, but you couldn't pick.
Well, I
welcome back.
Thank you. I'm glad you're here.
Okay. I just want to say I miss you.
Oh, I miss
you're
you
welcome.
Too. Thank you very much.
I left radio to another thing, but I just tuned in. You are not there. I off it.
Oh.
But thank God you're back.
Well, look at that. All right, I'm
welcome.
Back. Go with your radio
welcome.
Everywhere you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. You on the Sunny Side. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you.
You're my wife.
I am not your wife.
See, let me tell you, just make me happy now. I'm not happy.
What's
make
wrong with
me
you?
Happy now.
I don't owe you happiness.
You travel, you did not tell me. By the way, where's my chocolate?
I can't believe you're hung on sugar. I really think you should give up some habits.
I can. You give me the chocolate before we stop. You have promised me. Give me. Promise yourself. Give me my chocolate.
I didn't promise you anything.
You promised me.
I did. In another
life. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, this zoning of 18 in Nigeria should have been a very good one.
But
because of selfishness and greed, that is why some people doesn't want it to roll.
No, I don't know that the decision is in the hands of people as much as it's in the hands of the Nigerian people. I think the Nigerian people should know their rights and know what they deserve and then demand it.
No, it's in their hands.
Oh. You don't
because
think you have
they are buying the tickets now. Did anybody stop them?
Well, that's a conversation for the second hour.
You should have said, these people, don't buy ticket. This is the people that is going to produce the next president.
Okay.
So if you know that you are capable, bring out your people, your candidates. Let them come and buy ticket and contest.
It would appear that you have no desire. There is no southern ambition in you, even as a Nigerian, to see a southerner in president, in the office of president. You have no ambition for that. Maybe because you think someone else determines what the Nigerian president or who the Nigerian president should be.
But it has happened before now. Some people have benefited from it. From this zoning issue now.
Okay.
Some people have benefited from it. So let them allow it to go around. That is the meaning of fairness in government.
All right. All right.
So, it's all right. Have I finished?
Thank you. Oh, you're not done?
I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
If this rotational government now is happening, so tell me now, if Southeast now produces a government, even if it did not give us Gary or Rice, at least you, as a president, you build our road for us. So travel in our eastern road. You will see that there is no road anywhere. At least you benefit that and benefit some other things.
Okay.
Are you getting it?
I'm listening.
The people doesn't want it to rotate. They want to carry their bills. I don't know how much they consume in a day. And it's not good.
All right.
Anyhow, they want it.
Thank you very
much. Let them bring good fairness.
All right.
For people.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Sunny Side, we're Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. I lost you. If you make it back, the sun is out. Hello, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set. Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, this is Remy.
Welcome, Remy, to the show.
Yeah. Prior to this zoning issue among these two major parties, PDP had that culture of zoning, same as APC.
Okay.
More reason why Fashola said they had this gentleman agreement that they were going to zone the ticket to the region that probably that was expected to receive it or go for the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the two parties are now changing
town.
Atiku left PDP all because of zoning. But now he's back in PDP and is against zoning. One thing is this, the ticket and the presidential stuff will go in between these two parties, whether we like it or not. Well, because both parties have the structure across the 774 local government, unlike other parties. Even if the people tend to decide now, do we have that structure, unlike those two major parties? The answer is no.
When you say structure, what are you referring to specifically?
He said?
When you say structure, what are you referring to? Political structure, social structure?
Both. Presently, each of them have structure in each local government across Nigeria, unlike other parties.
Okay.
As it is now. So that alone is a structure that can easily help any party to win election. Or as in literally, that alone can help any party to win. And that has been helping the two parties since 1999.
Yeah.
So they have that structure across those two parties. So even people going to ABGA and the likes, they're always from those two parties. More reason, someone from ABGA can win election.
So let's see.
More reason.
Then you don't. So what is the issue with the philosophy of zoning? Are you saying that it's a paralyzed one? It's a collapsed one?
You know, one thing about politicians, all that matters to them is all about the interest, not the agreement they had initially. You know, initially, they said the South Easterners are not together. They are against one another. Now the South East South Ghana are behind Peter Obi, but the fungus changed now. There is now no more zoning. Can see the trick now. For example, they said the South Easterners have no representatives. They can't come together. Now they are trying to present someone like Peter Obi. But the zone is now changing to we can't zone. Even the article that was in support of zoning in 2015, 2019 is now against zoning, all because he had interest.
All right. So there's nothing we can do about the situation. Is there something the people can do, given that this is actually an agreed upon?
I don't sound like an alarmist. There is little or nothing we can do because we don't have the structure. The two parties have the structure as it is now, as of today.
Okay.
Even if I choose to say, I want my candidate cannot win the next election because the structure isn't there. So it's either from PDP or APC.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. So I had a... Maybe it's me not thoroughly understanding it. Isn't it supposed to be that the people support a particular candidate? I understand the necessity for structure, but if the people determine that this is who they want and then they all file behind a single person, shouldn't that give anyone whom the people support an edge? An edge, regardless of structure? Because maybe another implication to this theory of structure would be that even if the person is corrupt, the people have no say, which in itself is somewhat alarming. For that to even be a reality is to suggest that with all our heads collectively, it would represent nothing. A people without will, a people without choice, a people who have agency, but whose agency is dominant. Something like that. I'm not sure, but yeah, we have to forward this conversation. So I'm hoping that someone can help analyze maybe a little differently how this whole thing is supposed to work. Because we need to understand it. If we demand zoning, then collectively we must understand the necessity for it. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show. What is your name? Hello.
Hello, good afternoon,
Jay. Welcome to it's the show. What's your name?
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
My dear, we miss you.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm back. Good afternoon to you. Thank you very
much.
My
darling, I'm happy to hear your voice again.
I'm glad to be
back. My daughter has been disturbing me, success, my singer. She has been disturbing me. Mommy, if I know where I came to Mommy Joyce, I should go and bring her. I said,
I'm back.
I didn't know where she traveled to now.
With a bank.
Welcome, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you very
welcome,
much for calling. Bless
all right, guys.
No.
Yeah, thank you.
No, welcome.
Thank you. Lagos, Nigeria, it does quite appear that I have to be off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Let's talk.
Activate. We are Radio Active on 99.3. Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.
The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm looking through the letter again, and there's something worth sharing. And this is our party, APC, must tread the path of equity, Ondo State Governor. All right, so this is something he said here. He says, the leadership of the party ensured that the principle of rotation or rotational representation guided its decision at the just concluded convention. The party chairmanship position has gone to the north. All other offices have been filled on this understanding. This is the time the leaders of the party must make a categorical statement devoid of equivocation on the pattern of succession. He further advised, the party executive committee has fixed a fee for the purchase of the nomination form for the office. It is expected fervently that it will proceed to complete the process by limiting the propensities for disagreement to a region for possible micromanagement. It is very expedient that we avoid self-inflicted crises before the general election. So at least from the tone of this letter, it is fair to assume that, you know, some people in some quarters are displeased at something. And I'm trying to pick it apart. It would be that maybe a certain region expects that the ticket be zoned. But in the last 2 weeks, if your reality politically has been anything like mine, well, the conversation hasn't quite patterned to that particular sentiment. I remember that I was reading a report, and an executive with the APC said that he couldn't speak on behalf of the government. Look, I'm actually looking at the clock here. I'm due for a break in about a few minutes from now. I would actually like to quote him verbatim. I guess his name is Adamu. And he said something about, well, look, I can't speak on behalf of the party. They haven't decided on zoning just yet. And until they do, it's everybody's game. I was trying to connect or contact the APC presidential.
This is the most talked about talk station in Nigeria.
Ask my husband to do something. He doesn't want to. He has been a lazy man all his life.
Nigerians think raising children should just end up with domestic chores. We're not talking about cognitive abilities, travel to Mars and the sun and the moon. We're thinking of pounding yam and cooking soup.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We're back at it. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. And my name's Joyce. It's 5 minutes past 1 p.m. This beautiful Monday afternoon. All right. Zoning. I've been thinking about it for the longest time. I thought personally it would really be good to see that happen. I think on one part it would reveal capacity from the South. On the other hand, it would show that Nigeria is in uniformity with her collective agenda, which is for a prosperous nation. Well, this is a quote. I'm quoting him verbatim. I am today privileged to be the chairman of the party. The party is greater than me. The party has not made a decision, and I cannot preempt what the party's decision will be. The party has not made a decision on zoning. The ruling All Progressive Congress declared that it had not taken a decision on where to zone its presidential ticket to. All right, so while men in opposition, as Akeredolu and everybody else who makes up the opposition, would be expectant that the APC does something regarding zoning, it does quite appear that their hopes are still in wait. Still in wait, because now there's not much you can make of this at this point. Chances are tomorrow we're hoping that the development would be in favor of our assumptions, our collective assumption, the hopes that maybe it should go. But then again, you think about it, you want to ask the question, is it even necessary in order to get the best man for the job? Is zoning not limiting the scope of our search? Or do you think, for what it's worth, if the North can do it, the South should be allowed to do it? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. Let's talk zoning and what you think about its possibility. Is it a necessary element for the advancement of our collective reality? Or do you think this might be an issue if it doesn't happen? Good afternoon to you. Hello, how are you? Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
I'm with you.
Please go ahead. Ah, so it's obvious. Your line's breaking up. I'm not sure why. If you would, I ask that you try again. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. The volume of your... I know you know that.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Good afternoon. This is Grandma Victoria from Lagos Island.
Thank you very much for calling, Grandma.
I think my own conviction is that the southern part of the country should be fairly treated by the northern counterpart. The issue of federal character has been doggedly implemented all these years just to the advantage of the northern group. And I don't think, let's ask ourselves, can Nigeria survive another 80 years of the northern domination? see, all the structures of Nigerian society are down. The economy is down. Education is down. Health sector is down. Social cultural activities and security, everything is down. And there is food. There is so expensive in the market.
Yeah.
Can we rest our own assumption on sentiment that the North should continue the domination? I don't really support it.
All right.
I think it is time that the power should shift to the South.
All right.
These people has not they have not been able to give us very, very good leadership, and people are really feeling the brunt of a misgovernance.
What do you think? What
so
does that
the power
say?
Should rotate.
In the absence of rotation, what does it say about the character of our political parties?
The character of our political parties, the common people have been changed. We don't have, we are not allowed to participate in electing people who rule us.
All right.
We are just a bystander. Nigerian people are just bystanders.
All right.
We are not active participants in people who should govern Nigeria. It is the people, these two political parties, give out to us. Those are the people we are made to forcibly to vote for.
Right.
And to compound the problem is most of this media and electronic media and radio, they don't give coverage to aspiring political parties, other parties other than the two big parties.
All right.
Who have been dominating. They are there most of the time. I believe they are there. They've been exploited in their tendency. And after acquiring much wealth, they will use the same money to suppress us for them.
Thank you.
And to buy power for themselves.
Buy power.
So the ordinary people, they don't have a say. And their church changed.
Thank you.
So I believe that the power should rotate and it should come to the South this time around.
This time around.
The sovereign is enough. Enough is enough.
As a matter of fact.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Joy.
Thank you very much for calling. I thoroughly do appreciate your contribution. You're on the sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
My name is Joyce.
This is Sebastian Sandra Kaya calling from Benue State.
Thank you.
See, droning is the best way to go. But see, I don't know why Southwest are coming out to contest. Tinubu have to call us in the southern part that let's zone this thing to Southeast, because Southwest are having vice president. Why are they coming out? That is why not people are coming out to contest. Tinubu is the one that really bringing confusion. Let Southwest should step down to Southeast.
All right. Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. I lost you. You're on the sunny side, and I'll speak it to a few more people, and then the volume of your radio set.
Sorry.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ayuba.
Welcome, Ayuba. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. The issue of zoning that you are talking about, either in zoning or not, you know, there's something that is happening in this country. We really need somebody that can be able to fix this country. And okay. If the North have tested the power and we have seen all that is going on, then let the South also test and see. They also have a capable people that can be able to lead in that direction.
In the absence of that, what does that say about the character of our political parties, or say our leaders as we've had them so far?
Yeah, the character of our politics. You know, the problem we have in Nigeria is that people are just talking about issue of maybe
either the structure or whatever. Anybody, even in the least political party that can be able to come out, and if we, based on our mindset, if we can be able to rally around behind that such person, is going to win the election. But people are talking about the structure as if there's nothing like structure. It's we, the masses, that are having the problem. If we can rally around behind anybody, any other political party, not only the PDP and the APC, we can win the election.
Well, that's fair. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Hello? Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
My name is Sussex.
Hello?
My name is Sussex. It was my mom that called that time.
Okay.
I just want to say that tomorrow I'm writing my exam. Please pray for me.
Okay. All right. Have you been reading, Del?
Yes.
Good. Good luck, okay?
Okay.
All right. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. How are you? Make it back. The sun is out. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Mm-hmm. Welcome. How are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Uji.
Okay.
I'm calling from Aja.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, Nigeria.
Again.
You see, just like what the other caller was trying to say, the way I look about this thing, when you're talking about, most especially in APC, which is the ruling party, coming down to all the different geopolitical zones, the North have finished serving their term. And now...
Is zoning a necessary element? Is it necessary? Or we should just make it open to everyone?
Since it is what they have been doing, there shouldn't be any need for abolishing it now.
Oh.
And most especially now that is obviously very clear, it is the turn of the southeast.
The southerner. So
I am from the north.
Okay.
From the north central, quite okay. But ever since, I've been clamoring for a southeasterner presidency.
Okay. Now there are assumptions in some quarters that, you know, the southerners feel marginalized. Now, in the absence of zoning, what would that imply?
Anyway, but let me say what I want to say first before I will give you an answer to that. The way I'm looking at this thing, just like the older caller was trying to see, really the Southwest people are not doing good to their southeastern
Okay.
They're supposed to rally around and canvass support for their southeastern brothers. It is clear, it's obvious that a southeasterner is supposed to be president 2023. Since 1999 to now, to date, every other geopolitical zone they have served, at least coming to the north, southwest. When it was when we first started in 1999, it was Obasanjo. Obasanjo 8 years. Yar'Adua was not complete. Jonathan from the south came. He finished the tenure of Yar'Adua. And then he go back to the north. Buhari is just about rounding up. Now coming back to the south, there is no need a southwesterner should come out to contest for the president instead of the south, southeasterner, because Yemi Osunbajo from the south served as VP for 8 years. So what about the southeasterners, particularly the Igbo people? Mm. They're not among the people in East Nigeria. At least they should be this should be given to them. So what you ask that, okay, if there is no at all, if there is no zone at all, I think there are other political parties apart from APC and PDP. So I think the southeasterners should be clever enough to at least to adopt any other political party that zone their presidency to the south.
All
so
right.
That they can contest and win by God's grace.
All right, sounds like
thank
a plan. Thank you. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. How are you?
Hi.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Really miss you.
I missed you too.
Like some people have already said.
Yeah. Have I lost you? Might have. Hello? All right. We're live streaming on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, and on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Hello? No, this is Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. Oh, forgive me.
Oh, sure.
Apologies.
Sure. Thank you. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Lost you. If you make it back, the sun is out. Hey, how are you doing? Okay, remember, we're live streaming, so if you have any comments you want to share, I'd like to hear from you. So you want to leave me your comments on any of our streaming platforms, YouTube or Facebook, I would like to read your commentary. Good afternoon to you.
This is Remy calling back.
Okay.
I said the presidential what was it called? Presidency is coming from either of the two parties, APC or PDP.
Okay.
And why am I so sure? I was part of the last government election. We had a candidate under a different party. And prior to that election, we had a door-to-door campaign, door-to-door outreach to convince people in the in our ward.
Mm-hmm.
To an extent, we got, let's say, a 40% response. Only for the election to come that day, Joyce. The reality on radio isn't the same reality out there. The same people we went to prior to that election choose not to come out. Those who intend coming out ask to be paid. Those who intend coming out with their PVC, we're asking us to pay them.
To come out and vote.
Yes, to come and exercise their civic duty. In my own word, people I know.
Okay.
Wow. They were asking to be paid before they could cast their vote for our candidate. Later on, the candidate of APC won, who had already spent 4 years doing nothing. So people saying whoever the people killed behind can win. Do you think the people are even ready to even queue behind the right person?
So that's not a function of structure. That's just, you know, good old bias. That's people used to a certain pattern and just voting for who they know. That's not necessarily a function of structure.
Joyce, it is. Do you know in each ward, APC and PC, APC and PDP have their agent who lives within each ward. I mean, they live there. So all they do prior to election is to convince people within the neighborhood to join them, register them within the neighborhood every electioneering year. Which other party does that across the nation? I think that is not the structure.
Well, so when you say structure, I was thinking in a more positive light. I wasn't necessarily thinking...
Be it negative or positive.
No, you can't say negative and assume that that should be applicable. Because when you say structure, the assumption is that, well, there's a way to do something and that maybe other parties would need to learn how to do the right thing, I would assume.
It can be used positively or negatively.
Yeah, so I didn't understand it that way.
Okay.
I don't know that I would call it structure, really.
Joyce, it is. You know, for them to have, as in a member living in each ward, not local government, each ward.
Yeah.
And it is deliberate.
So are you also saying that the people are not educated enough, informed enough, knowledgeable enough, aware enough? Because you cannot know that someone doesn't serve you, and then in the presence of a different option that assumes to be better, you go vote again the person you've been complaining about. Do you understand?
Yes, the way it is now, as it is today, I don't know about tomorrow, I don't know about 2027, though, but this 2023 that is coming, it's either APC or PDP, and if any other party probably end up winning,
yeah,
it must be a candidate from either party that left to other party.
So you know what you're trying to imply, and I don't know if
I'm listening.
Okay, it's as though you're saying that the people are not sensible enough to know how to choose.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like you're implying people are not intelligent enough to know how to choose. They couldn't even pick. If they had one bad, one good staring them in the face, they couldn't choose. Which is really a deeper problem than a lack of education. That's just good old plain to your face stupidity.
I would love you to go out there.
Yeah.
Just do your research. I'm Joyce, I'm so convinced. Before that last election, I usually had that mindset too, that once you keep, you know, people can easily keep behind who they want.
Yeah.
But that election last year taught me different thing entirely. The way people think,
yeah,
these two parties understand how people think.
Wow.
So they tend to work with that.
So
you understand people's psyche.
If we go with your logic, if we go with this logic now, you're pretty much also trying to support the possibility that even if you zone it, because of the popularity of these parties, any candidate that they present would win.
Because of the structure I just gave you, Joyce.
I get that.
See,
thank
me,
you.
It is the election that wins, not prayer points or positive or mindset. It is the election.
All right.
So they
I
understand how to get the electorate, how to pay them, how to buy votes. They understand that.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hi.
Auntie, hello.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Comrade calling back, ma.
Go ahead.
And I have never sounded at the sound sentimentally since I talk about the Nigeria issue, but I want to support that loss and trauma. I will say this is the turn of the South, and for equity and justice. And if this is not a zone for the political elites, and let this come for the South East. And come to think of it, maybe the type of South East president you will bring that will be telling me, China, like it will be, that does not have a committee and a structure. Sort of things to talk about Singapore and America, you could be telling me China that have impoverished Zambia and Zimbabwe. Thank you very much. I'm not a sentimental supporter.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. I have a minute before break. Hello. The volume.
Hey, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, my line went bad.
Okay.
Is Igwe Victor calling back?
Thank you. So, Victor, we have about 30 seconds. Is that good enough?
Let me just hit it on the head and
thank you.
I think the best thing is...
Hello? Your line is funky. Hello? Hello. So your line has happened to you again, the second time. I apologize. You're going to have to call back again. Hello? Nah, not working. Not even sure why. Off on a break, we'll be right back. The sunny side. My name is Joyce. The sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Okay. Let's expand this conversation somewhat. All right? We're kind of entering another topic, but it's similar to pretty much what we already have on ground. I want to share with you, and this pretty much addresses our collective mentality. And the reason this is necessary is also one way to find out whether we're even aware of what's happening. You know how it is where you can be in conversation, or you can be in dialogue with someone, or you can be in proximity with someone, and you can almost read their body language. So their tone can be one thing and their body language another thing. And you can tell, you can get the message in the body language. The reason I'm referencing this is, one, it was actually a topic, but also the fact that today it's another aspect of it has kind of reared its head with a caller who's speaking on structure. And you would assume that he was speaking of something within a positive or with a positive connotation. But that isn't the case. He's speaking about a means by which are people who, due to their lack of information or political education, are allowing someone coerce them into choosing. There's this article I read, a news report, a youth group, Coalition of Southern and Middle Belt Youth Leaders Assembly, criticized APC for pegging its presidential nomination form at 100 million naira. I think that you've had ample opportunity in my absence to discuss this whole pegging the form at 100 million naira. I want to give you a lateral perspective. I want to find out whether there's anything in the body language of the APC that might affect how you vote. Might affect how you vote. As said, my last count, I had counted 23 people who have purchased the form at 100 million naira. Now, on one hand, it's also worth referencing the fact that we are within the PDP party, their form is a whole lot cheaper, 40 million, but there isn't this much drama happening within the PDP. And this is only a reference point. And you realize within the APC, one of the reasons it was pegged at 100 million is so that, according to the party spokesperson, he said they wanted to sieve out on serious people. I was trying to find out whether I could contact the party presidential screening committee. And so I put out a tweet asking, after I had done a private search and called a few people, I put out a tweet asking, does the APC have a presidential screening committee? And the responses were somewhat comical. I got someone in the inbox saying, after paying $100 million, what are you still screening? I thought, come on, there should be a presidential screening committee. But then, of course, the intent at pegging it at $100 million was, first of all, to screen people. I read a report saying if a presidential aspirant can't raise $100 million, then he's a joke. Then he's not fit. So it seems as though, against other criterias, one necessary criteria would be, as an aspirant, you should be able to raise $100 million. And I'm like, why is that? Why would you make that a criteria? But hey, you never really know. I mean, we don't have all the details, right? Good. So aspirants, so far, I said my Sunday afternoon, I counted 23. What will it serve you if I had to run the names by you? At this point, the joke is, when are you buying? When are you declaring? I think I've had like 5 people ask me, when are you going to declare for president? Because it looks like this is anybody's game. Once you have $100 million, you can buy your ticket. Someone just tagged me to a report. So this is the People's Gazette. They're reporting that Governor Godwin Emefiele of the Central Bank of Nigeria has filed a lawsuit seeking clarification as to whether or not he could remain in office while running for president. So it's a moving story, and of course, I'll furnish you with further information as it comes by. But someone just tagged me to this, saying he's he put out a message, he put out a tweet, and I retweeted it. Now, first of all, can I say that it is said that farmers were able to raise 100 million naira to help, maybe not help because he didn't ask for the help. At least from the tweet, it didn't quite appear that he asked for their help. They just believe in him well enough to think this is our candidate. So they got him a form. But from his message, he appeared to be unaware that farmers purchased a form in his name, which I'm thinking, well, if you're a group of farmers and you want me to run for president, wouldn't you be asking me first? You know, like, wouldn't that be? But then he does quite appear he wasn't asked. Some people put up pictures. This is one of many cases. Like, every candidate has like a backstory at this point. So this is just a reference. There are pictures on the internet of vehicles that have been branded with the image and person of the CBN governor. And he said he's not aware, and he appreciated the farmers, but further added, look, when I decide to run, I'm going to buy the form with my money. Then I'm wondering, does APC have a return policy, like a refund policy? Because now the farmers have to get their money back. Because Godwin is saying, I'm going to buy the form with my money. But something I thought was a little comical about his post was he said that the decision will require God's intervention. And I'm like, not again. Not after how many years are we? Not after 60 plus years. Is anybody going to throw that loosely and say, God's intervention? Maybe he is a spiritual guy. Maybe he really depends on divine intervention. But every time we have checked, it does quite appear that the intervention is one thing. The men who seek power and are in pursuit of what power can get are a different bowl of wax. So 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I don't even know how much you have heard, but it's no secret that the forms are 100 million naira. But here is here's something rather nuanced about what has been happening. And you have to be Nigerian enough to have an expectation from Nigerian leaders or from Nigerian elite or from Nigerians who are capable of affording 100 million naira for presidential form. Something worth underscoring here is that the youth group out of Benue said, or at least they asked a question which really begs repeating. And their question is, how does a president or how does someone running for political office whose annual salary is a little over 56 million purchase a form at 100 million? And that's just me paraphrasing. Like if collectively his salary will be a little over 56 million, how are you asking them to raise 100 million to buy a form? In fact, by their salary alone, they couldn't be making the money back. And, well, APC has had to face a little bit of backlash. Maybe not a little bit, quite a backlash from the public. So I want to find out whether you think everything you have observed would affect the way you vote. Should it affect the way that you vote? And what about what has happened is changing your mind in any direction whatsoever? Let's talk the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're live streaming on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, Joyce, this is Mr. Frank.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. You see, we have discussed about this issue before.
Okay.
And I made it clear to them that these people are just securing their bag because they are not sure what is going to happen next.
Who's not sure?
All these APC people.
Yeah.
They know that they have failed woefully. That if any other people or PDP or any other person or even if the APC again to enter there, at least.
Is there anything about what has happened in the last, since the sale of forms, that has changed your mind about anything politically?
If you watch, you know that these people are a group of corrupt people. And if you watch the 20-something of them that have bought this ticket now, is there any of them that have bought this ticket by themselves? I've been claiming that the youth bought this ticket for me. Nigeria has bought this ticket for me. They deny that there is not their own money. They don't even have the money. There is people that is buying it for them. If the APC people says they want somebody that will pay the 100 million so that they will know that this person is competent, yes. Why are you still allowing these people that people are buying tickets for? Because they don't have the 100 million, because they claim that it's the you that is buying the ticket for them. That means they don't have the money, and you are still allowing them.
Yeah.
You said why you are collecting 100 million is because you want to shift them so that you know the people that is capable.
Yeah.
And they will come out again and tell you that it's not them that bought it, that is the youth that bought the ticket for them, and you will still allow them.
That's a fair observation. That's a fair observation.
Then why not disqualify them? Let them go and bring their own money and buy it. If you cannot pay it by your own self, you have to leave. You are not capable.
Fantastic. So
now, the APC women leader confirmed it and said that yes, that is what they do. That is their own rule. And if you cannot pay 100 million, you sit back. She did not even reason it that the youth can also come in, or the women as well.
No, I think as a female candidate, she didn't pay. She wasn't required to pay 100 million. I think she got a discount.
No, she said that why they put 100 million is to know the capable hands,
financially capable. Yeah.
Yes, but they did not consider the youth. They did not consider the women. They did not consider that maybe after buying this 100 million, that tomorrow, women will go to House of Assembly and be seeking for free tickets, for free seats.
Okay.
Without knowing that other people bought it for 100 million.
So does this influence...
She did not consider it.
Okay. Does this influence the way you're going to vote eventually? Because the body language must... The play must tell you something. Whatever is happening must say something to you. Has it said anything to you?
Who is that?
Oh, there we go. Okay. Look, Joyce, thank you very much.
I don't want to speak much about this, but they are full of corrupt people. They are afraid.
All right.
Because they have been seeing PDP people at home for over 8 years now.
Thank you.
Maybe if they did not fight with their last blood now, if this power go out from them, they will go back and sit back home. And before they might come back, their time must have passed. That is why they are coming. So that even if PDP win, they will say, okay, he was a presidential aspirant. Oh, yeah, come and take this job.
Thank you.
That is what they are doing, so that they will secure another job. It's not that they are just doing it just to know that they are winning.
Thank you.
Because many of them know that they cannot even win in their own family. So many of their family members are hungry.
All right.
I'm talking to you now.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. I'd appreciate it. Thank you. So I'm hoping you didn't miss it. I'm asking, does anything that you have observed the last 2 weeks, at least since the beginning of the sale of forms, expression of interest forms, you watched, in fact, the PDP had little or no drama, yeah? But, you know, the whole APC one, it's like, well, this is quite a cast, really. Who knew that 100 million was within reach for quite a number? But it's this backstory, is the fact that quite a number of people emerged saying, Someone bought it for me. Oh, look, I'm liked by this group of people. And together they collectively raised 100 million and put it to my name. They want me to be the leader. You should too. Oh, well, then you first of all want to maybe figure out what the group in Benue is saying. And that's why I'm referencing it. If the annual salary of a leader would be a little over 56 million, how is he expected to raise 100 million for the office? So if you juxtapose that reality, it's like, well, something is out of kilter. It doesn't quite match up. You want me to pay a form, but you want me to buy a form, and the cost of the form is more than what I'm going to earn in straight terms. In straight line terms, if we eliminate the possibility of corruption, you know, so there is that. And then there is 100 million. How democratic is that? And you, as the Nigerian, who you want your gas cheaper, you want cost of living better, you want life to be maybe not a dream, because maybe asking for a dream right now is you and wishful thinking in bed. Maybe you just want something better than what you have now. Does anything you've seen in the last 2 weeks, last two plus weeks, say anything about your intent to vote and who you might be choosing to vote for? So it's like you have to read the body language. You have to read the body language. Some things are not said in words. Some things are embodied. And so the way the body moves is one way you can tell what's the body saying. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Welcome. What's your name?
Thank you. Can I talk about the Sony?
Sure.
Okay. My name is Dambaba. I'm calling from the island.
Thank you.
I wish we that live in the south here and southeast can forget about zoning.
Oh,
until we are ready to, you know, do something about this issue of zoning. And I will tell you why. Politics, they say, is a game of number, and the politician work with the numbers. Don't forget that the north has the highest number, population, and people that vote. Now, if politicians from the southeast, south, south, southwest are smart, what they should be talking is not a gentleman agreement. It's for us to have a consumer backing, a law that says that, look, every zone should be recognized in our constitution to produce president, maybe every 4 years or 8 years. When it is time for the south, the north are not allowed to contest. When it's time for the north, the south are not allowed to contest. From there, we can get it done. But you know what is happening in Nigeria?
What?
What is happening is this. Almost every politician in Nigeria today are guilty of what they are accusing the northern politician of. And I will tell you why. In my state, for instance, since 1999,
yeah,
the zone that I come from, have not produced governor since 1999 till date. It has been the chief. The same thing in Akwa Ibom.
The same thing happened in Ogun State and every other state in Nigeria. Is there any difference between these people and what the Northerners are doing? Because in my state, you believe that, oh, you have the highest number. Therefore, you are the one who to produce governor every 4 years or every 8 years. Is that okay? Because there is no constitutional back to it. If the law says that, look, this zone should produce, the other zone should produce.
Hold on. When you say in your state, you're meaning that the region where you are in your states has not produced a governor. Is that what you're saying?
The region where I am is the second largest tribe in my state. But they've not produced governor since 1999.
So what region is producing the governor?
What did you say?
What region produces the governor?
The chief.
Ah.
In my place is Idoma, we have Igede, we have chief. The chief have been the one, ask anybody, I'm from Benue State, the chief have been the one producing governor in Benue State since 1999 to date.
Okay.
And my governor now is accusing the Northerners of not giving the West, the Southwest opportunity. Yeah. Isn't that hypocrite? In your state, you think they did the right thing, and you are pointing finger at the fact. I'm not saying that what the Northerners are doing is good, but because the politicians know what they are doing.
His charity must begin at
home. You understand my point?
Yeah, I do.
Charity, they say, begin at home.
Yeah.
If in Ogun State, the Yewa are not allowed to lead, then why is the Ogun State governor or the former governors are calling out the Northerners? So we need to sit down, discuss, and put this into constitution. From there, we can go.
Oh, we can't quite discount that. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the Sunny Side Nigeria Info. The body language, have you read it? And does it affect, will it affect how you vote? Because to not pay attention to that says maybe it is your indifference that's the problem. Hello, the Sunny Side. Nigeria Info, how are you doing? Welcome, my name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello?
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Good afternoon. I am Mrs. Ajayi, calling from Surulere.
Thank you for calling.
I concur with what Dan Baba said. Even in my own state, Akwa Ibom State, no Oron man, I am from Oron, no Oron man has ever been in governor. That's number one. Then number two, this Emefiele man. Under his watch, as the governor of Central Bank, dollar became what it is.
Yeah.
Pound became what it is. And now they are saying it's farmer that wants to buy the nomination for. Which means that if they eventually get the ticket, the bank of local rights will be selling for 100,000 and everybody will look the other way. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. Wow. The last 2 weeks has been two things. I wanted to say something. It's a little more than something. It's something something.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set, Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Oh,
What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel.
Thank you, Emmanuel, for calling. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling from Ogba. I just want to, you know, give an opinion about zoning and all of that.
Okay, sure.
You know that, you know, in this country, we do things as if we are never ashamed the way we do things. You know, things that contradict who we are. And that is because sometimes when we do it right, it favors us. When we do it wrong, it favors us, and we have to do it, whether right or wrong.
Okay.
The law in this country states that the very influential and important positions and opportunities in this country must be spread around, you know, nearly to all sections of the country for them to feel a sense of belonging.
Mm-hmm.
And so that there's no section of this country that can unduly dominate the other.
Exactly.
That is what the federal character is all about. Okay?
Yeah.
And I understand that the presidency of this country is about one of those positions that also should, you know, go in there. Take, for instance, when it comes to the entrance examinations into federal government colleges in this country, you will discover that we are so good at defending the fact that somebody who scores 250 from certain parts of this country cannot go in, but somebody who scores like 50 should go in.
Yeah.
We will defend that, and that is fine. Okay? But when it comes to, there are certain parts of this country that have not experienced this position, they will say, no, let it be by merit. Oh, let it be by number. You know, we have the number and all of that. The same number you don't have when it is about, you know, merit and all of that in other areas. It is not right. These things are not right. That is the reason why agitations are arising all over the country. And that is why Nigeria will never move anywhere. Because even if all of your body is right, fine, and one of your toes is not okay, you're not going nowhere. But the truth is that a lot of people don't care, because let it be that they're in power, or who they know is in power, then let the country go to blazes. It will not work. It will not work in Nigeria. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. It would appear that you share the sentiment of the governor of Ondo State, the Sunny Side Nigeria Info. So I'm wondering whether you've been studying, or at least paying attention to what's been happening the last few weeks. And I want to find out whether that in any way affects how you intend to vote, or how you will vote. Because there's something about the way a person acts. People act out what they believe. And in hopes that you have not just a democratic nation, but one that is built on equity and justice and truth and transparency, you want to be able to judge people by their actions. Yeah, you want to be able to say, okay, well, this is how I think you act. Maybe you're not such a bad person after all, but I would prefer this person to be in this position because of this, that, that. Now, the reason this is necessary is a caller called in and said something about structure. And to my surprise, he wasn't quite referring to structures as you know them academically, but, you know, the underbellies of what happens with our politics. And he says, well, that's what needs to happen. So the person who is voting has probably just been paid, coerced to vote, maybe paid to vote, maybe not even sure why they are voting. But, you know, it's a sunny day and they're asked to all come out, that they'll be receiving bags of rice and oil. And out they come for whatever token that they're going to receive. And, well, maybe that's for the uneducated Nigerian. What about those who have... I mean, your suffering is proof that something is wrong. And so when you look at the way your politics is played, do you think the last few weeks tells you something, something that might influence how you vote? Nigeria Info, let's talk. The Sunny Side, how are you? The volume of your radio set. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Sadiq Kumwe.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Solo.
Go ahead. Thank precise. You.
Yeah, I've been listening to the conversation going on over your station there regarding zoning or not zoning. To be honest with you, if there's anything to give this country a peace that the country deserves, and unity that the country deserves, I think the Southeast should give in a thought. Because
you think
for every invitation, all the people that are coming out today, they want to rule, even the vice president, they want to rule. What have they done to support the current government? Push, most of them are members of the party. Insecurity everywhere. If you are not a president, you cannot advise the person ruling on what to do, whatever you have as an idea to help the president to secure the country for 8 years, and now you want to come up. Tell us that you have what to say. The only person have seen that have something to offer that have among all of them so far is Peter Obi.
8.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Ms. Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. And tomorrow on the show, I'm going to be discussing a topic that I have chosen to be against human principles, but it's worthy of conversation nonetheless. Tomorrow, I'm going to be discussing on the Sunny Side how much your vote is worth. I think you would like to sell your vote. And as much as I think there should be some qualms about that morally, we must face the demon and challenge it with at least a good reason. WhatsApp?
Yes, we have a message from Bolaji from Ibutemeta, Lagos. He said, the market women are the problem of this country. The politicians have been giving them 5K, telling them that they are supporting their business. These poor and clueless women continue repeating the same mistake again and again.
So market women hit a home run with that one. Or they are at fault. Okay.
Rhoda from VGC says, good afternoon, Ma. The CBN governor may be right personally to contest the presidential election, but morally, he is wrong. How do we guarantee the proper and safekeeping of our sensitive election materials with the CBN when the governor is a card-carrying member of a political party involved in the election?
Well, he did say he was going to seek the face of God, and God, we know that God is just. just and God will do what is right. And we trust that the judgment of God, God will extend to the courts, and the courts would, on behalf of all Nigerians, equally do what is godly by telling truth to power. In the news, and this is a latest reporting, it's in the headlines right now, and I read, court rejects Emefiele's request for urgent decision to run for president.
Keeping up the pace in an ever-changing world.
Packet tomato that was being sold 40 naira, they are being increased effectively. 100 naira, 120 naira.
Topical issues and conversations affecting you.
The society has created that need where people do not have options to choose when it comes to jobs, so yeah, they go into what's available.
So the onus lies on those who select. Those who select them must look out for those who have passion for this job.
Okay.
Through interview.
Your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's 3 minutes past 2 p.m. All right, so I introduced another aspect to our conversation, and I haven't had anybody quite speak on it. So I think you've been doing a whole lot of speaking, but I think that there is something here. Maybe sometimes, particularly when it's political, you do only a quantitative reasoning. I think maybe, I mean, today is just revealing that, and I'm going to explain myself. I think you do a quantitative reasoning, and politically, you haven't necessarily met me at the qualitative reasoning. The reason I say so is a caller called in, and he, at least based on the sample of his own local government where he's had a first-hand experience, he said that there is a structure in place, and whether we choose to call it a structure or not, his best reference to that is structure. And he says, given that structure, the Nigeria that we know today can only work one way. That's because of a lack of a qualitative reasoning, not being able to judge something appropriately. So yes, it's a very necessary, well, I think one, it's necessary. Two, I think it compels you to thoroughly observe what really has happened politically in the last 2 weeks. Nothing that you're not used to. But I wanted to find out whether it would inform your decision when it comes to voting. You see, this is not to speak to anyone in particular. This is not speaking of anyone in particular, but that you can look at a particular dynamic and you can choose against its expelled pressure to resist this much, tolerate this much, or flow with, you know, the pressure of what it has come with. Flow with the wind, go with the flow. If you've been paying attention, or maybe it's me and my endless appetite that's curious, an endless desire to just find out the nuances. It's like, well, look at this thing that's happening before your eyes. Is there nothing you make of it? WhatsApp.
Yeah, we have a message from Joseph from Shasha. He says, Joyce, structure, competent, and whatever they may call it, it is all dramatic logic to deny minorities their way, just like what they are doing to our women. I can recall some countries headed by women, and they are doing fine, but here, no way. No part of this country that doesn't have qualified candidates. We are just deceiving ourselves, and we should remember that no justice, no peace.
Okay, sounds like the very tone of the Ondo governor. So, when you do the quantitative, we must also do the qualitative. And if you have been paying attention, to be honest with you, you didn't even have to pay that much attention. And it was just there. Maybe it's the way I'm looking at it. I want to find out whether anything you've observed the last few weeks will inform your voting decision. Otherwise, the caller who gave a sample reference of what he experienced from participating in local government elections a few years back is right. And look, I hate to admit that he could be right. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. The Sunny Side, my name's Joyce. So I'm asking you, with everything you have seen the last few weeks, specifically now, we're referencing the party, the APC, will anything you have seen influence the way you vote? That's a very straightforward question. Now, you owe me a response, my friends. You owe me. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Hello, welcome to the show.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, Joyce, I miss you, Joyce.
I missed you too.
Yeah, Francis from VI.
Good to have you here, Francis.
Yeah, Joyce. You know, there's a lot of questions to ask.
Plenty.
Not only whether all the political drama has changed my way I should vote come 2023.
Yeah.
But I want to ask Nigeria some pertinent questions.
Okay.
Is there going to be election come 2023?
We want there to be election. We want an election. But the question is, how are we going to vote? Because you're voting for someone, isn't it? So do you have a qualitative comprehension of who you're voting for? As against someone just giving you rice and noodles.
Without being sentimental, I have single-handedly picked out one man.
Okay.
But the way the whole thing is going, Joyce, I don't think the system is going to allow that one single man. In the person of Peter Obi. So be honest with you, that is the only qualified candidate. Others, they are only trying to secure their position.
Okay.
But Joyce.
Okay.
I want to make something clear. Tsunami is coming.
The Lord is our shepherd. Thank you.
Enough.
The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Auntie.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yeah.
Community.
Yeah, good to have you here.
And I will continue voting till I die. And I have seen somebody that I will vote that will change this country. Therefore, that our government office holder doesn't respect me and you. They don't want to resign. And they say they want to lead us. And I have seen somebody that I will vote for.
Who are you voting for?
And I'm going to vote for Mr. Frank and Fashola. And if Sister Joyce come out, I will vote.
No, Fashola isn't running. No, I don't have Fashola on the list, though.
Okay, I'm going to vote for Mr. Frank or Kingsley Mohalo or Shehu Sani. Let me retreat. Frank Mohalo or Shehu Sani of Kaduna. He said that the money that they are collecting is too much. Early 2019, they're not going to give a ticket to return. I will vote Shehu Sani, Mr. Frank, or Kingsley Mohalo. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right. The Sony Side, Nigeria. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Welcome. What's your name?
In fact, I was laughing. You know, the... Okay, sorry. My name is Shola.
Welcome, Shola.
From Ikotun.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, the last caller. You know, so funny. But, see, I think the person before the last caller mentioned something.
Yeah.
He was asking, he said, is there going to be elections? Why? Will he ask that question? I align with him because if you look at what is going on, the political terrain has become so messy. Now, you were talking about the structure, or talking about how events will maybe
influence human actions for reactions. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Now, look at the APC. Look at the number of candidates, even within the Western region. That shows something. It shows that these guys are greedy. It shows that it shows there's no cohesion. Let me use the word cohesion.
Okay.
And we should look at what is the undertone behind all these things.
Uh-huh.
And the ironic part of all this is that the northern region wants to capitalize on this. You know, so left to me. I'm a Yoruba guy, yes, and I'm a Nigerian. My head goes for Osinbajo, but my heart goes to Peter Obi. You understand? Because when we are talking about fairness and equity, these guys deserve it. What is the one Nigeria we are talking about? Now, the question now is, in the other party, because we have just two dominant parties, APC, PDP. Now, because the candidates from the Western region, they have played into the hands of the puppet. You understand?
Yeah.
So now the Northerners, all this initially you are hearing about and so on and so forth, these are part of the political gimmicks, the dirty games they are playing. There's an undertone. Those ones now are looking, you know, there are some cabals. When I say those ones,
yeah,
the cabals from the north, this is speculative anyway,
yeah,
but you know, when in Nigeria anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So those ones are the ones shopping for an Igbo candidate. But it's initially, is he, though he's qualified as a citizen,
yeah,
but for his position, you understand? So this is dirty. They are playing dirty games. The only thing that can move this country forward is restructuring. You mentioned structure. And that is just what can happen. And one of the callers I mentioned about the experience he had in different worlds, how the structure has been laid. You understand? We need to restructure so that there will be quota. You understand? So that every part of the country, every part of the community, they will be involved and there will be, you know, it will be in order.
You're paying attention.
In fact, just let's pray there will be elections.
Thank you.
Let's just pray. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Look, I really do appreciate that comeback. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
My name is Uzochukwu calling from Abuja.
Thank you very much for calling the show. Look, I'm happy you're here. Go ahead.
Yeah. What I want to put inside the discussion is that,
yeah,
when we're talking of the political structure, they have known the way to
mm-hmm.
marginalize and
manipulate. Exactly.
Why can't Nigerians themselves use their own formula?
Mm.
We agree as suffering. Okay. We want to channel, once we are believing that our vote counts, we want to channel it other side.
Okay.
At least I know the president of France. He did not win under the famous political party.
Okay.
He won under the unknown. And let me tell you, another thing is that when people are talking of politics, is a game of number. When you want to make a real change, it doesn't take the number. Even right from the Bible, four people changed the land of Babylon. Four. The entire land.
Mm, that's
so those who have soiled their mouths with what to eat. It's just like when you have the people, when those politicians are saying the youth buy the form. Who are those the youth that buy the form? What is their job? What are they doing? Or is it those monkey that walk by with a chop? In my constituency, a senator or this thing, we set youth on the road to be collecting money. Okay. What is that money for? A person that is working has not even eaten that money. Come to my street. Every junction you have Aboru collecting money, 500 from the trucks. Who account for that money on a nation whereby you have government?
Yeah.
That is economic sabotage. The other person is working, the other person is eating. Eh? So those youth can be the one that will organize and buy that form. So it is we, the citizens, we now look inward. Just like that, some people are mentioning some name. They can even call the person, quit that party, come to this way.
Mm.
We are behind you.
Okay.
Then the politician will now know that, yes, these people are serious.
Okay.
We are dancing on their back. This one, bring 100,000, is dancing on the station, and we are watching him. Eh? Mm-hmm. Then the people you are dancing for are hungry, looking for food to eat.
Oh, well.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side. You see, it's so necessary that you pay attention. You follow the rhythm of the game. Every game has a rhythm. It's as though, you know, the more you look, the less you see. And maybe you could even be looking and not be seeing. Sometimes you hardly even blink, but right in front of you, something happens. And I thought it's been very interesting. To be honest with you, these are exactly what movies are made of. The last few weeks, we've seen the outplay from, you know, our world of politics. And I want to find out whether anything you have seen in any measure, to any degree, would influence the way that you vote. This on your side, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Good to have you here.
Yeah. Mother, I understand it. My name is Ruben.
Thank you.
I understand the audio discussion with you.
Okay.
Me and you understand the problem of this country.
Yeah.
We are saying that Nigeria, we are one. But if I talk now, maybe you will cut me off. You will not let me talk. Let me just give you the really point.
Okay.
If they didn't give Igbo, I'm not an Igbo man, I'm an Edo man.
Yeah.
If they didn't give Igbo man this country to rule, we will be begging Buhari to come back, to come and help us the way they are begging Goodluck Jonathan. That is my intake.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate your contribution. What's up?
Yes, Engineer Sam. It says, Joyce, in the absence of zoning or rotation, it shows one-sidedness and cheating. Why is there quota system and federal character? Without zoning or rotation, the federal character is dead. Each state can produce a competent president of the country. Let there be a roster or a schedule to show whose turn is next.
Thank you. You say it shows one-sidedness. It shows cheating. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. All right. Welcome. How are you? Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladi calling from Morelego.
Thank you for calling.
You see, with what is happening now, I'll decide who to vote for.
Fantastic.
I don't believe in tribal sentiment.
Okay.
I believe, one, in competence.
Okay.
But for the sake of equity and fairness, let this thing even go to the Easterners for once. Let them have a real sense of belonging in times of democracy. I'm not talking about military rules and other rules in the past, especially in this Fourth Republic. Let it go to them for once. And my pain is this, that it's not as if we were doing fantastically well from 1999 to date. But this government, when they came, they just come to tell us that there is nothing that cannot happen as long as you are in power. My pain, let me tell you, is these people that they give 2,000, 3,000. Okay, see what is happening in my constituency now. When somebody said he wants to go for the fifth or fourth time as a legislator, you can't even give account of your stewardship. They ask you, you say you give free ride, bus, to people, that to students. What kind of thing is this for crying out loud? For me, if what is happening now has affected the way I'm going to vote, not just the way I vote, I will also mobilize and convince people that, listen, enough is enough. These people cannot become a career politician and be making career out of this nation. And their children are all doing well. What is going on? Let them give it. There are competent people from the eastern part of this nation. Some of them have been tested and they can be trusted.
Look,
it is well.
Thank you.
God bless Nigeria.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. We're going to quickly go to WhatsApp.
Yes, this message is from Anonymous, no name. He says, greetings, Joyce. As long as we do not address party primaries, this delegates voting issue, the ordinary people can never have a say. It is more than just getting your voter's card to vote. It is a huge joke on the sensibility of millions of Nigerians.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much for that contribution. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Joe, this is Sebastian Nsendakia from Benue State.
Oh, yeah, good to hear.
To me, it has surprised me when some southerners are still supporting a candidate from North. Why we from North? We are tired of a northern candidate. Because most of people from North.
Yeah.
We can't vote any candidate from North.
Why?
To be sincere, I'm telling you, and if you ask, most of majority people from North, they cannot support any candidate from North.
Why?
So let's ordinate to make sure that they do the right thing. Either they should do this thing, they should bring a candidate from Southeast. That is fair. We want.
Do me a favor. Can you tell me
to
why?
Me,
yeah.
To me, if Peter Obi picked ticket, I vote him. After Peter Obi, I can vote Wicked between two of them, Peter Obi or Wicked.
Okay.
But anybody from Southwest, I don't have any. I don't have anything with them from Southwest because it's injustice. Because they don't already rule. I don't know why they keep coming up.
Yeah.
So that is my own contribution.
Okay.
Let them bring somebody from Southeast.
Thank you.
If Tinubu come up today and call Southwest that let's give this support our brother from Southeast, it will go well.
Okay.
So to me, I have my two candidates, Wike Oo, Peter Obi.
Thank you very
that
much.
That's my own contribution. Thank you.
I do appreciate.
But nobody should know. Me, I can't support anybody from now.
Yeah, but I want to ask you.
With Balotelli and this, it's my killing everywhere. I can't continue with this.
Yeah.
We want power to shift to other zoning.
And that's clear. Very clear.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you why, but you kind of also answered the question in the same breath. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
Bernard from Sangwater, he says, Joyce, the issue of zoning is negotiable. We have to the right people in every nooks and crannies of this country. So we can't do without zoning to unite us and to make every part of the country feel entitled to lead. PDP doesn't have any option than to present Peter Obi as their candidate. And if they don't, we will urge Peter Obi to go into any other less popular party, and we, the youth, will deliver him the presidency.
Sounds like something I read off the first paragraph of a political literature. That's on your side, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
Welcome, Nigeria Info. What's
your name? Welcome back. Hope you had your coffee and you went to the fancy bar.
You know that coffee is expensive now.
Are you telling me? Joyce, who got me a press up with 9,000? 10,000. In Ego, no, but now 15,000. In Agwakom.
Hey.
Now look at
like a cup of coffee now is $3,000. One cup of coffee, $3,000.
It is not funny, Joy, seriously.
It's crazy.
Coming to the topic, for me, first of all, for example, I'll go for competence. But in terms of this zoning thing, it's nothing new. It's not even Africans are saying. Like, you know, if you go to even in the Bible, you have in from Nebuchadnezzar, you had the Babylonians, you had the Persians, the Medians, the Mede people, then the Syrians.
Our religiosity is a fast.
Yeah.
Let's just leave.
Then even if you go to China, Queen Han Ming Dynasty. So that rotation thing has always been there. But for me, first of all, is competence. Then after competence, we can talk of zoning. But as I said, competence first, because I will not use it because I'm from one place. I'll pick an incompetent person because he's from my side. And as you said about...
Hold on. Just hold on. Off on a break.